Welcome to the Wisdom Journey. Today we're in 1 Thessalonians 4. Paul encourages us to excel in our spiritual race. He urges us to represent our heavenly home well. Paul begins by asking us to walk in a manner pleasing to God. He then challenges us to excel in three key areas: personal purity, love, and honest work. As Stephen explains these verses, you'll discover how to honor God and inspire others.
Many years ago, the Winter Olympics had a rather surprising team qualify to compete in one of the featured sporting contests. In fact, they would become a rather famous bobsleigh team, and that was because they were from the country of Jamaica, a nation that, well, doesn't have snow. Well, here comes the bobsleigh team from a tropical nation competing in a cold weather sporting event. Well, as you would imagine, they didn't win a medal. In fact, they didn't even come close. But they were happy to represent their country. Let me tell you, they weren't satisfied coming in last. Through dedicated practice, special training, they would improve through the years. And though they've never won an Olympic competition, they have finished ahead of other countries at times, including the United States, France, and Russia. Beloved, you happen to represent your home country of heaven. You might feel like you've entered a race that you're not qualified to run, but the Lord urges you to stay at it, to practice, and to improve, to not just run your race, but to excel in every area possible. Well, as we set sail today into chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, Paul sounds like a coach for an Olympic team. He's going to urge us on in our efforts to represent our home country of heaven well. He writes here in verse 1, "Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus." This tells us the Thessalonians are following the teaching they've received about how they should walk, that is, how they're to live in order to honor God. Now, Paul is urging them to do more and more. The idea is to excel as Christians in their testimony for Jesus Christ. Well, now, Paul gives us three areas where we can excel in life today. First, it's the area of personal purity. Verse 3 introduces this by saying, "This is the will of God, your sanctification." The word translated sanctification here can be translated holiness, as it is in verses 4 and then down here at verse 7. Sanctification is it's a rather long word, but it basically means to set apart or to be separated unto God. Now, theologians refer to progressive sanctification, that is, daily, continuous growth in holiness, becoming more and more like Christ. It's a process that won't be completed until we see Him, until we're glorified in His presence. But in the meantime, like any athlete who diligently practices his or her sport, well, we get a little better at it through commitment and self-discipline. Paul writes here that God's will for us is to grow, to excel in holiness day by day. Now, holiness isn't living without laughter or enjoying anything, you know, fun in life. Holiness is a life that avoids being disqualified through unrepentant sin. That first bobsleigh team from Jamaica that I mentioned earlier, well, they were eventually disqualified in their first Olympic competition because they made some errors that caused them to crash. Well, holiness is following God's guidelines in order to avoid a moral crash. In fact, this was Paul's own personal concern when he writes here, "I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. So now Paul writes to the Thessalonians, giving them some of God's guidelines for holy living, and that begins here in verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Paul says here to abstain from sexual immorality. The verb tense for abstain here in verse 3 indicates an ongoing, constant commitment. See, these Thessalonians were surrounded by what we would call a sexually saturated culture. And that's very much like the culture we live in today, where selling everything from automobiles to toothpaste is put in a sexualized context. There's this unrelenting push today to normalize every possible sexual activity. Paul calls it here lustful passions. In other words, they are outside of God's guidelines for sexual relations. And people are going to simply use each other to try to satisfy their own selfish sexual desires. So everybody uses everybody. And let me tell you, everybody loses in the end. Well, Paul offers three reasons to abstain from sexual immorality. First of all, he says that sexual sin invites divine judgment. He writes here in verse 6, the Lord is an avenger in all these things. In other words, this isn't something God takes lightly. Back in the Old Testament, sexual immorality brought the death penalty in Israel. Now, we don't live under the Mosaic law today here in the dispensation of the New Testament. Judgment might not fall immediately today, but Paul reminds us that God's judgment will fall eventually. So the world is approving what God is condemning, and what people today think they have a right to do in private, well, that'll one day be exposed in the righteous judgment of God. Well, now here in verse 7, you have the second reason to follow God's moral guidelines regarding sexual immorality or sexual activity. He says, God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. In other words, your calling, beloved, isn't to see what you can get away with. It's to pursue what God is pleased with. And that's a life of integrity and excellence and moral purity as you relate to other people. Now, here's a third reason. Paul writes in verse 8, whoever disregards this moral guideline, that is, disregards not man, but God. Well, that's another serious reminder here, isn't it? To reject God's moral design is to reject God, the moral designer. So today, as you represent your home country in your race of faith, excel in purity. Now, secondly, Paul is urging these Thessalonians to excel in love. Paul writes here in verse 9 that the Thessalonians have already been taught by God to love one another. He commends them for being a loving congregation, a caring church. However, Paul writes in the very next verse, we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more. There you have it again. Keep at it. Keep practicing. Get better at it as you do. Well, there's a third area in which Paul wants us to excel in life. We need to excel not only in our moral purity and in our love, but also in our work ethic. Here in verse 11, Paul writes, aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you. Now, beloved, living quietly doesn't mean that you can't have a backyard barbecue where you and your kids make a lot of noise. It means living a life that's peaceful as opposed to turbulent. It means being content with what God has given you. So Paul writes here, mind your own affairs, that is, fulfill your own responsibilities. Paul then says here in verse 11, work with your hands as we have instructed you. Let me tell you, working with your hands, staying busy, is a biblical principle. Not only does honest work provide for yourself and your family, it keeps you from being a burden to others. Paul writes here in verse 12 that the result is that you will walk properly before outsiders, that is, unbelievers, and be dependent on no one. In other words, putting in an honest day's work is a wonderful testimony to people who don't know anything about Christianity. They just watch you. What do? You show up at the job, and you have a work ethic of excellence. and integrity. Let me tell you, you're going to be noticed. The way you work with your hands, well, that's an attractive testimony to unbelievers, and it certainly honors, well, your home country and your Lord. So let's excel in life today. How? Through a life marked by purity in our morals, by love in our actions, and by honest work before others. And remember, you never know who's watching you run your race of faith today. Well, until we set sail again next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and he called this lesson Three Areas in Which to Excel in Life. Paul's message is clear. Strive for excellence in your Christian walk. Excel in purity, avoiding the pitfalls of a morally compromised culture. Excel in love, showing genuine care for others. And excel in your work, providing a godly testimony through your diligence. Put these principles into practice today. Here at Wisdom International, we offer more than this daily Bible message. We publish a monthly devotional magazine. It's called Heart to Heart, and it's designed to nourish your soul and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Each issue delves into a different topic, exploring what the Bible says about life's big issues. Have you ever wondered about the reality of hell or how the universe came into existence? We've tackled those topics and more. Learn how to effectively share your faith, cultivate a vibrant prayer life, or grapple with the problem of evil. But Heart to Heart is more than just thought-provoking articles. It includes a daily devotional guide designed to keep you grounded in Scripture and connected to God's truth every day. This magazine is a gift that we offer to our Wisdom partners, but we'd love to share it with you. We'll send you the next three issues. We only ask your help in covering the postage. Just visit wisdomonline.org and you'll find an easy sign-up link right on the homepage. Or if you prefer, give us a call at 866-48-BIBLE. That's 866-482-4253. We're eager to chat with you. Join us next time on the Wisdom Journey.